This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A listener sent this to me a couple of days ago. I heard on your radio program, which I have a hard time to listen because of my schedule. On that show, you requested to hear from like-thinking individuals. I don't recall that because I want to hear from all thinking individuals, but okay, if he took it that way, his name is John. If John took it that way, that's fine. So John says, I am white, born in 1943, poor. My mother and father divorced. Mother was on aid to totally disabled. And my brother and I were on Social Security survivor's insurance. Before I go further on what John's talking about here, my brother and I had an almost identical situation. Mother, single mom, and she goes with, lives with my grandparents, takes us in tow. My mother dies, and we end up on Social Security. We got, my brother and I got like $100 a month each for, you know, until we turned 18 or something like that. That's what it took. That's the amount of money my grandparents had to raise us, was $100 a month for, until we turned 18. So anyway, I can certainly, John and I share that in common. He goes on to say this, in our neighborhood, which was mixed, black, white, and Hispanic, and Oriental, I like the way he put that because that's what they used to call Asians back in the day, was Orientals. He says, yet we were all family. None of us could do anything wrong while walking home from school without our family at home and we knowing before we got home. Nobody in the neighborhood went without because the churches, Salvation Army, neighbors would be there to help. He says, I have so much to say and only a few people who would listen. Most of the younger progressive people do not know history and will not listen because they, quote, know it all. Hope you know you are not alone. There are people who have lived through the progressive horror and know what is happening, but nobody to listen. So, John, I feel your, you know, your, well, sound like Clinton, but John, I feel your pain. But I do. I feel your pain because people of your generation have seen this world. They've seen America. Pardon me, change so much for the better in the sense that there was a time where John couldn't play with these young black kids and or even the kids that he played with. He had to go through this period where, you know, of understanding what was going on. It was a racially sensitive time. As he's born in 43, he came of age in the 60s. The very kids that he grew up playing with are now the people who are part of the, you know, the fist-raising movement, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, and so on and so forth. And the, you know, Hispanics and the Orientals, as he called them. So many of these changes occurred, and John's going, I used to play with these kids, and it was no big deal. And even through that evolution, America still became amazing. I was talking to some folks the other day. We were talking about how kids are so open-minded in have such an understanding. And one of the guys argued with me because the place I was doing this particular speech was in Franklin County, Missouri. And it is lily white. By the way, one of the most beautiful drives through wine country if you take 94. It's just stunning. These little homesteads. And then you end up in Franklin County. And it's, I mean, it's just a cool little spot. And so this guy's telling me, Kevin, these kids, you know, they don't have a lot of diversity here. And I go, okay, big deal. So what? Let me tell you what they do have. There may not be a lot of diversity there, but TV is diverse. Your kids go to colleges. They go, you know, they go hang out with their friends. It isn't like the old days where you had three channels of TV, four if you could get the UHF one to come in every now and then. You had one or two radio stations. You had complete, you know, people's time was occupied with work and mostly family. And on the weekends, you might have had a friend or two or a relative come by. It isn't like it is today. Today, you've got the internet. You've got just so many distractions. And, your kids are on playing club ball, so they're traveling and seeing other kids and hanging out. So no matter how lily white or lily black or whatever your area is, you understand race and you understand you know, what's going on in the world. These kids today have no issue with interracial dating, interracial marriage, interracial friendships. Remember, and now look, I can tell you in America, many a kid brought home a white kid and a black mom would go, "Oh, how you doing, Daniel?" You know, or whatever. Many white families brought home a black kid, you know, like, "Hey, what's going on, Shaquan?" You know, the father, "Hey, Shaquan, how are you?" We've always been so ready to embrace these kids. And let me tell you, the only thing that any of these parents have cared about was, are you a good kid, a good influence on my son or my daughter, or are you not? If you are, congratulations. If you're not, move along. It's really that simple. And so John has seen this. You know, it's funny to watch it because John grew up in this, as he said, ethnically mixed neighborhood where everybody parented and did things together. And he watched the world evolve and become cynical and to where it is. And we find ourselves today where kids are exactly what I just, the way John grew up. Yet they still have to deal with all these race-based issues. And I think that's where guys like John and me go, are you kidding? We've come full circle where all these kids play together, hang out together and stuff, and yet the government and the leftists want them to believe that they're racist. How so? I'd be curious. Explain it to me. How are they possibly racist with everything that's going on here? But that's what they're being taught. They're being taught that they lived in the same neighborhoods, families had the same opportunities, dads probably worked at the same mill or whatever, and they're saying by John's birthright of being a white guy, he has a silver spoon in his mouth and the black kids and the Hispanics and the Orientals don't. Nonsense. Anyway, John, I appreciate the note. I'm not frustrated because I know that, you know, don't look at me like that. I'm not frustrated. I'm not even trying to figure it out. I know how to do it. My frustration, if there is any, and I'm not admitting to it, is that we aren't solving the problem and we're still in kind of this analysis of it. We don't need to analyze the problem. We know what it is. And I'm trying to offer solutions to fix it. I mean, that's what I get up in the morning doing. And I spend a lot of time at it, I'll tell you that. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Iranian hackers, Amazon's new market cap, if you haven't heard that. Seth Rich, maybe we'll get to the Seth Rich story. A lot of people have been asking me for that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. You want to let's take a little break from politics for just a second. I mean, it's not fully a break from politics. And let's go a little bit to pop culture. I always like to do that. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. 24/7 on demand. 844-551-8255 if you want to call and talk to a brother. So, this next story is just flatly wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. Virgin Atlantic says it will feature love suites on some of its New York-bound jets that are designed with couples in mind. Yeah. Do you see the irony of Virgin Atlantic flying a plane that is a love suite? I mean, don't they have another airline called Slutty Pacific that they could put this on? Why does Virgin Atlantic want to promote the love suites? See, that's what the left will do to you. They will mess it up. They will change the definition of stuff. Virgin Atlantic. It's going to have three love seats in some of the Airbus A330-200 planes that are going to be joining the fleet in March. And it's got other special seating arrangements. What would that be? I'm just curious. Is it going to have like a tube, you know, in the middle? Will it have one of these robo sex bots that we've been hearing so much about? What is this going to have? This Airbus special seating that also has the three love suites. They say the love suites are, here we go, ideal for dual dining, watching movies together, or catching up on, and I'm not kidding, the article has quotes around work. The seats are located in the center of the cabin. And when if this is a suite, is it like a private little room? I mean, what are you going to have in there? I can only picture these adult, you know, the places where you get adult movies. And I will be honest with you, I have never been in one of those joints. Never. And I am curious, but I've been told there are private screening rooms. Now, I don't know about you, but if I went into one of these adult, you know, video places, the last place I want to go is into a private screening room, because that has to be the nastiest place, one of the nastiest places on the planet. Yuck. Love Suites, Virgin Atlantic. The revamped upper-class seating arrangements include, quote, Freedom Suites and extra private corner suites in the jet's upper cabin. It reminds me of one of the first trips I took to the Far East. And I flew Sing Air. And I should say for business, because I'd flown to the Far East many times, but I'd never flown Sing Air, and I'd heard a lot of, I've flown to the world, around the world multiple times, but I'd never flown Sing Air. And so I get in, and this jet is huge. There's three places where you enter the plane, and I'm entering in the third. And the company I worked for had just instituted you couldn't fly business class anymore, so I was with the heathens, right? And I get on the plane, and a lady comes up and offers me a mimosa. And I was like, oh, no. But the first thing I noticed outside of it must have been, no exaggeration, 30 flight attendants, male and female, 15 each. And I get on the plane, these leather seats are huge, and I got a private little screen. For me, this is decades ago, folks. Private little DVD of my own. Not one that, you know, everybody watches the same movie. So I was blown away. I'm sitting on this seat, this big seat that I could curl up in and go to sleep. Nobody by me. No, I mean, I had no neighbor. And the lady comes up and offers me a mimosa. And I'm like, oh, no, hey, hold on a minute. Now, I'm not in business class, first class here. No, please don't come up here. Don't, you know, I didn't want to have to pay or, you know, get in some trouble. So she said, no, it's okay. You know, you want a mimosa? I was like, well, then yes, I'll have a mimosa. And then they come by later and there's a menu and it's got three choices. Chicken, beef, and fish. And I'm looking at a menu going, what? They're going to feed us. And it wasn't like peanuts and pretzels and all that. It wasn't even one of those American Airlines deals. It was like this menu was laminated. I mean, it was like this is gourmet as far as being in the air goes. So they bring me my beef meal, which wasn't bad. And then I put on my private video. Some other people are watching this. So I'm like, what in the world is going on here? What warped universe am I living in? So they had two other classes. They had business class and they had raffles class. If you've flown Sing Air, you know what I'm talking about. And I couldn't imagine what was going on in raffles. Because if I was in better than business class, better than first class on a passenger jet in America, and I was in, you know, Bush League on Sing Air, so business class had to be just off the chain, and raffles, which was at the very front of the plane, I was going, I don't even want to know what's going on in there, because I know I'm going to be mad, right? But that's how good it was. So I can't imagine what Virgin Atlantic is going to be doing with these extra Freedom Suites that are up in the private corner. But they say all three private corner suites will include free Wi-Fi messaging and barista-style coffee menu. The planes are going to come with names like Strawberry Fields, Honky Tonk Woman, Scarlett O'Hara, and Daydream Believer. And they said, all of the 19 upper-class seats turn into beds. Yeah. They were purchased from another airline. They're being reconfigured. They're going to serve Manchester, England, to New York, to Boston, to San Francisco, and Barbados. So this is, the British are now going to get, you know, but let me just put it this way. Many people will probably be joining the Mile High Club when they fly Virgin Atlantic to any of those locations. Now, I don't know about you, but if you are, you know, sexually charged, can't you wait? I mean, is it really that big of a deal to go, you know, God, honey, I've, you know, I mean, you just got to the airport. I don't know what you did before that, but couldn't you have done something before that or after that? Why is it you got these people who want to cater to sexual appetites in the air? Can you not wait 2 or 3 hours? I get it. Plane, you know, 5, 6 hours, 8 hours to America. I understand. But you can wait. God, it's just amazing. Look, I think free Wi-Fi, I think barista-style coffee, that should be par for the course. We've become spoiled. They should all give us it. I think I fly Southwest with $8 for Wi-Fi. I'm not paying $8 for your sketchy Wi-Fi. Every time I've had to get that, I got it on business a couple of times, I had to get a refund. It was sketchy. It would go out. I want consistent Wi-Fi. I want, those should be the niceties of travel, given that you have to be locked up with some crazy people for that amount of time. People that can get you sick. For all you know, you got captured some Chinese flu on the airplane. Anyway, I thought that was an interesting story. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized
neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You having fun? I hope you're having fun. We are talking about the craziness of leftism. It approaches you just minute by minute, day by day. I don't know how many things I could talk to you about that showcase the lunacy of leftism. You send me notes all the time. Kevin, did you see this story? Did you see that? Did you hear about this? Hey, Kevin, check it out. Blah, blah, blah. You know, you tell me whether you're teachers, you're firemen, you're police officers, the corruption on the left. How these guys promise to protect you. They do none of it. They're so caught up in all these other issues that they find are important because they want to change the way we think. They want to, you know, mold our minds to believe as they do. See, I'm old school. And that doesn't mean that I'm an idiot. It doesn't mean that I'm stuck in a particular way. It just means that I have framed my ideas, the things that I believe are the constructs of my life. And I'm cool with that. You would think the left would be happy about that. Young brother grew up in the country, you know, little old country bumpkin, lost his mom at an early age, dad in prison, but he did okay. He formulated these ideas. He doesn't hurt anybody. You know, he's just out there living a dream, living life in a good way. And you look up and they're like, oh, you know, you're not a Democrat. You didn't vote for Obama. You know, and suddenly you don't think the way other black folks think. We thought we trained you better, boy. And then they get after me. They want to get me back on the plantation. Put me back in chains. Yeah, that dude that made Durbin makes the comment that chain migration is demeaning the blacks. You would think that Durbin would go when Donald Trump says, we don't want any chain migration. That means we don't want any slavery. But no, Durbin, that's going to scare black people. We can't say that. Hey, Dick, yeah, I don't need your help. Black folks don't need your help. The word chain does not scare me. We wear chains around our neck. I mean, I want you to think about the ridiculous nature of that comment. The chain migration thing is supposed to get...
Oh, that could be offensive to black people. Black people might be scared.
It's so insulting that I don't understand how the Republicans don't build... I would build an entire media around how insulting the left is on things like this. When Biden talked about putting us back, they, you know, yeah, they're going to change, all right. They're going to put y'all back in chains. And everybody's like, ooh, in the audience. Dumb, silly Negroes agree. They're going to put y'all back in chains. I would have looked up to Biden and said, I'd like to see him try. You think I'm ever going back in chains? You must be out of your ever-loving mind to think I will ever be anybody's slave. It'll never happen in a million years, and it won't happen to kids or grandkids or cousins or anybody else in my family. It's not going to happen. We will never be slaves unless we follow you clowns, then maybe. I just want to go back to the time where to what I remember things to be. And it isn't that I'm not ready to make any. I told you guys before, when I was a kid growing up, I didn't understand. I just knew they were gay funny. My grandmother called them funny people, these gay folks. And I knew I wasn't one, and I didn't want to be one. It wasn't that I didn't want to be around them. I had a friend of his name was Ernest, white dude. And Ernest is undoubtedly somebody's boyfriend today. I mean, there's not even a question in my mind. He's somebody's boyfriend. There are people that I suspected were not, they did not think the way I thought about sexuality, but I didn't care. Ernest was one of my buddies. We lived in a little town called Voca, right outside of Brady, the big metropolis of Brady, population 5,557. But we lived in Voca, population 13. And so we rode the bus together, all of us, these kids that lived in Voca. It was probably population 100 or something, but it was a little town. And so I saw Ernest every day, and he talked like this, and he was Gomer Pyle, you know, he was Jim Neighbors, like little buddy. He's very, oh my gosh, this is, and I knew something was different about it, but it didn't matter. He was still my friend, and I haven't spoken to Ernest since I left the little town. But if I saw him today, I would just, with this guy, I would be just as excited to see Ernest as if I had seen him on the bus. Well, I'd be more excited because I saw him on the bus every day. But you get what I'm saying. Don't try to mess with me. So, I don't know. I don't want to say old school in a bad way, because there's nothing wrong with our sensibilities. There's nothing wrong with me saying I knew there was something funny about Ernest. I didn't want to live his life, but Ernest had his life to live. I didn't care. I think that's the way most people grow up until you get into this liberal vortex of you better think like this or we will pound you. So now where are we at? Kevin, where are you headed with all this? The Kevin Jackson Show. By the way, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You go to KJRadio.com, you can get these segments anytime you want, 24/7, day or night, on demand. Liberals like that. They like to demand stuff. Get it on demand. It's at your call. My show is at your beck and call. Kevin, you said such and such. I had a guy write to me, says, Kevin, you had a dude on your show that was about blankety blank, this, that, and the other. And I went, no, that was not me. And then he wrote me back. It was a St. Louis market. He wrote me back. He goes, oh, sorry, that was Chris Arps. I look nothing like that, brother. Nothing. Mm-mm. I'm way too pretty. Oh, but it was radio. Sorry. Anyway, here's what I want to talk about. First transgender playmate. This happened a while back. And when I saw this, I was like, what has America become? Thailand? As Maury might say of Obama, you are the father. Now, for those wondering the impact of leadership on a country, look no further than the policies of Barack Obama. He put America so far forward that transsexuals no longer knew what bathroom to use. They've been using the bathroom for decades, for centuries, coming up to the point of Barack Obama, and he moved them forward to the point of, I don't know, which one do we use? Maybe we need our own. Look, I'm all for equality, but it shouldn't be based on sexuality. So when Playboy succumbed to this flavor of progressivism, I just said to myself, where are we? Where are we as a country? This story was in Breitbart. Playboy magazine announced its November issue will feature magazine's first transgender playmate, French model Inez Rowe. And here's what Inez, the model, said. It's how I celebrated my coming out, actually. I took that chance, and then I signed with an agency. And so my first thought when I was thinking about, here's a transsexual that's going to be on Playboy, because quite frankly, I don't really care. There's got to be a magazine for transsexuals where they go, you know, tranny out or whatever. And they go, hey, here we are. Boom, boom, boom. And for the record, probably gorgeous. I've watched Maury. You know those shows where you got to pick, is it a man or is it a woman? And I, in full disclosure, I get it wrong a lot. I know. And it, I'm,
so do you. Don't even front out there. If you've ever watched those shows, if you're a dude, you are not 100%. I don't know a guy on the planet. You'd have a better chance picking the winner of the Final Four next year, right now, or, you know, this coming up in March Madness, than you would getting even over 80% on Mari. I'm telling you, you can't tell. These people are just like, what? What can I get a what? What? But here's what I was thinking. Can't men have anything, doggone it? We had Playboy as a kid growing up, the centerfold, you know, Playmate of the Month was always some hot girl and catering to us. Why is it that the transsexual community can't get its own call it Playboy, get your own magazine, and you guys, I don't, you know, go do your thing. I do not want, and I think that and people out there listening, okay, what, you don't want to appreciate the beauty of a transsexual? That's not what I said. Not at all. I told you, on Mari, I'm often fooled. They're beautiful, but they're boys. They're boys. Yeah, I can appreciate, it's like looking at a handsome guy. One of my best friends is one of the most handsome guys on the planet. Boy, Kirby's a good looking guy, but I've never wanted to see him as a centerfold. So what's the deal? Oh, man. So Hugh Hefner dies. The very next month, what do they do? Playboy goes, well, you know, it's an honor to Hugh Hefner. The dude who had nothing but beautiful starlets in Playboy Mansion. We're going to put a transsexual on the cover of Playboy. Woo-hoo-hoo! And again, I'm not trying to be a prude. I'm just saying there's got to be a magazine for that. It's like the left say, we got to ruin every tradition. And for the record, I haven't looked at a Playboy centerfold in ages. And I'm at a point where I wouldn't even encourage kids to do it. Okay? But they probably do. I mean, you're going to eventually have to confront sexuality. But I'm saying, why can't there just be something that, and, you know, if you're going to have it, it should be, okay, here's a coming-of-age thing for young boys who know they're boys. Why, where's that gone? Yikes.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a funny story. Oh, it's a funny story. So the Chinese have gotten themselves into a pickle. See, these patriarchal societies have put an emphasis on one sex versus the other versus letting nature take its course. Find themselves, you know, sort of on the losing end of things. God has a way of figuring things out. I'll put it to you another way, too. All these Muslims that are just breeding like cats, or like rabbits, I should say. Believe me, nature will fix things. I've seen all these stories where these guys are really deformed and crazy looking because of inbreeding and things like this. I don't know what's going to happen, but the nature has a way of going, okay, you shouldn't have been doing what I told you not to do. Bam! And next thing you know, you know, a billion people die out for some strange reason. And it doesn't impact somebody else because, you know, they've got stronger gene pools or whatever. Who knows? But that's what you start to see. Anyway, this is a funny story. So around mid-November, Human Rights Watch did a report on China's gay conversion problem, is what they're calling it. Powerful first-hand accounts expose how state-owned hospitals are using electric shock machines and medication to convert gays to some form of normalcy. And the practice is an open secret in China, where a majority of gays are forced by their families into hospitals because the culture labels it as a, quote, curable disease. Those Chinese, the Chinese just don't care. They kick out Muslims. They actually arrest black people. And now they think they call gay a curable disease. I'm not making a one word thing one way or the other. I don't know. I've never been gay. I have no gay. There's not any gay tendencies. Somebody asked me a question. Kevin, if it was you and your bro on an island and it was only you two, would you eventually be gay? No. He would have nobody. He might be gay, but he wouldn't be my gay partner. You know, this is going to happen. I have no interest in a dude, period. I don't care. Kevin, you're going to live the next 1,000 years and he's going to be your only partner. Well, then we bros. What's up? You know? We'll make football. We will weave footballs together. If that makes me gay, I will weave the center string of a football with my buddy, you know, with my buddy. But that's it. I got no interest in him. Sorry. I know that offends some people's. I don't know why that would offend somebody's sensibilities. And I go, no, make it 1,000,000 years. Okay. If that makes you feel better. No. Anyway, they say the World Psychiatric Association has come out denouncing the practice as unethical, unscientific, and harmful. Now, they're saying that the practices that they use to get gay people right, normal, the conversion process, is more diabolical than anything we've ever done at Gitmo. And they said, this article says that the Chinese knew the world would figure out about their inhumane treatments to literally shock the gay out of you. Surprise! Dang it, man, I'm no longer gay. Back in 2015, but it says the government approved the research team at Zhejiang University in Honghu to study the effects of spraying oxytocin up the noses of homosexual men to see how it affects their sexual orientation. Now, oxytocin is best known for its roles in the female reproductive system. Scientists have been investigating it, including behaviors around orgasm, social recognition, bonding, and maternal behaviors. The article says it's known as the love hormone or the cuddle hormone because levels of oxytocin are increased during hugs and sexual activity. So they say the connection is not well understood, which is why they wanted to study the effects, and they'd spray this natural hormone up gay men's noses. Well, I'm glad they chose their noses. That's a good thing. So Darius Longarino, a senior fellow at the Yale Law School, he said that the 2-year study was in its final stages and would be out at the end of December. Researchers then conducted a blind study with 20 test subjects who were divided into groups. One group had oxytocin sprayed up their nose, while the others used the placebo saline solution. The study began in October of 2015 after being approved by an ethics committee and is set up to end at the end of the year. Now, they're being measured on a Kinsey scale, the Klein scale, through gender cognitive tests and functional magnetic resonance imaging of the brain by testing their blood pressure. So the deputy director of the Department of Psychology at the university said he's going to be in charge of the study. Now, I'm personally very curious to see what happens. Can you spray something up somebody's nose? It'll make them, oh, hey. You know? But here's what got them into trouble. When they were starting the trial, they posted it as a Chinese clinical trial registry. And in the space form target disease, somebody wrote male homosexual. And that's what caught the ire, you know, the eye and the ire of the LGBT community. So they've since defined it as a basic study because they're not trying to cure the disease. They're wanting to just study You know, what happens if we spray oxytocin up your nose? Does it make you want to, I don't know, go meet a dude, you know, at a bathhouse? So that's where they're at. Now, here's what's interesting. Back in 2015, researchers at Universidad Veracruzana in Mexico found that they were able to induce a conditioned homosexual preference in male rats by giving them oxytocin and the psychoactive drug, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but Quinperol. And so they at least believe that the chemical, you know, by mixing these chemicals, they can effect turn you out. Yeah. And they said, it seems like a likely group of men had a better time these last few years than the other group, because they found that taking oxytocin before lovemaking for a much more intense, you know, session, if you will, particularly for men. Now, I don't know what the outcome of this thing is going to be, but the funny thing to me is that they call this a disease in China. I'm not saying that it is. And I think the other thing is this. Why shouldn't gay people be studied? They studied blacks. What was it? The Tuskegee experiment was where they gave blacks syphilis, untreated syphilis, just to see the impact of it on the body. I mean, can you imagine? You go in and they say, well, the government wants to do something on you. And so, okay, fine. So you go in, they give you a shot, and they introduce syphilis to your body. You know, I mean, it's a dreaded disease. I mean, guys, it eats away. When I was in military school, they show you every type of, you know, thing that you can get, and that's not the one you want. I mean, you don't want any of them, but that's not the one. And so they treat these guys, and you end up going senile. And so I'm not saying that people should be experimenting on for bad things, but I'm saying, what's the harm in experimenting on gay men? I'm saying, looking at what might drive the behavior. If they said, Kevin, we want to study what drives the behavior of heterosexual men, don't say there was a Freudian slip either. I would go, okay, fine. How much does it pay? Because I'll let you study me. I'm not going to take any pills or anything, but if you go, hey, we just want to study what makes your brain float. Okay, hook me up. You know, where do white women at? No, I'm kidding. I was just using a Blazing Saddles reference to make some liberals go crazy. But what's the big deal? What if you found out there's a theory, and I think it's if your index finger, and I may get this wrong, if your index finger is lower than the line on your middle finger, then that's how a woman's hand is, a woman's hand, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe, yeah, I think that's right. If the index finger is lower than the line or equal to the line, men's finger is always above that line. I don't remember, but it's something like that. You can look at a hand, they can put it on the table, and you can go woman or man from that one thing. And I looked at it. I would go places and I would look at people's hands and I'd go, I'll be doggone, look at that woman's hands just like that. And there was a couple times there was an exception. And I was like, you're a man, baby. You know, I don't know whether maybe the lady didn't look as effeminate as I thought she would. But I'm telling you, you look at it. When women's hand was above whatever the line was, they weren't effeminate. They were kind of, you know, manly-ish, mannish. So anyway, there you have it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. We got to lend it there today, folks. I will be back again tomorrow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.